This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Bud meets Stella.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Belgian company that makes the beer Stella Artois has launched its bid to buy Anheuser-Busch, home of Budweiser. InBev's offer is gigantic, $65 a share. If this deal goes through, it would be the third largest foreign takeover of a U.S. company ever. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
InBev, which makes Stella Artois, is offering $46.9 billion for Anheuser-Busch. In cash, InBev borrowed the money. In spite of the credit crunch, banks are still willing to lend for the right deal. Anheuser-Busch says it'll consider the offer, but analysts expect the company to reject it. It's likely to get a pretty hostile reception in the brewer's home state of Missouri. Understandably so, says Scott Muller of the Cass Business School. Most takeover deals involve big job losses.
The average deal has something on the order of 10 to 15% of the employees of the target company being fired. If you take those numbers, that would be huge, certainly back in St. Louis as well as other places in the United States where Anheuser-Busch has its operations.
InBev has tried to ease those fears. It says if the takeover goes ahead, it will keep the headquarters in St. Louis and that it has no plans to close down any American breweries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Shares of Anheuser-Busch shot up 8% in overnight trading. Talk of this deal even gave the dollar a lift. So oil prices are down a couple bucks to 134 and change. In the stock markets, Japan's Nikkei fell more than 2% to a two-week low. But in Europe, shares are 0.5% higher. The Dow dropped 206 points yesterday to 12,083. The Nasdaq was down 54, and the S&P 500 fell 23 points to 1,335. Executives from Microsoft are in Africa today. They're working with the UN to open a new business, the Uganda Green Computer Company. Gretchen Wilson has more from Johannesburg.
The idea is that Western companies will donate their 3 to 4 year old computers to this upstart business in Uganda's capital, Kampala. Technicians there will recondition and resell them. Will Poole is a vice president with Microsoft.
A PC purchased from the Uganda Green Computer Company might cost between a third and a half of what that PC would cost new.
Starting at $175. That's more affordable to small businesses like dressmakers and coffee farmers. They'll use the computers to manage orders and income and reach out to new markets. Poole says this means new markets for Microsoft products, too. Each computer is loaded up with genuine Windows software.
In the short term, we may not make any direct returns on some of these efforts, but in the long term, we are unquestionably building future customers.
The Uganda Green Computer Company plans to restore 10,000 PCs this year, and when these computers reach the true end of their useful life, the firm will take them back for recycling. In Johannesburg, South Africa, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
You've heard of the glass ceiling. How about the glass door? That's the name of a new website which plans to share the salaries at major companies. That information is provided by the people who work at these companies. Plus, people are posting reviews of their CEOs. Some of the companies on Glassdoor.com so far: Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Cisco Systems. The catch is, in order to see some of this juicy information, you have to reveal your own salary and rate your own boss. But you do remain anonymous.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said this week, the economy's probably not headed for a severe downturn, and inflation is the Fed's number one concern. And when I say inflation, I don't mean gas and food prices alone. Inflation is an overall increase in prices, when a dollar doesn't buy as much anymore. With that in mind, time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, everybody's worried about inflation coming, except you. Why not?
Well, what is happening to people's budgets right now? $4 a gallon gasoline, higher food costs. You take those things out of retail sales, guess what? Retail sales are weak. People are spending less. They don't have the money. The money they have is being absorbed by higher food and energy costs. You're not going to get a surge in inflation in the kind of weak economy that we have right now.
So then why is the Fed talking about the dollar and President Bush talking about the dollar and inflation?
Well, what they're doing actually is one of the reasons why I'm very optimistic about inflation. There is a concern. And so what the Fed is doing is it's talking a tough game. Maybe it raises its rates. Maybe it doesn't. But tell me that inflation is going to take off when central bankers around the world are united in their concern about inflation. It's almost a self-defeating forecast. They're worried about it. They're going to act against it. Therefore, we're not going to get it.
Chris, you also mentioned to me about the bond market and that you can watch that to look for signs of inflation or how investors are treating inflation. What is that telling us right now?
What inflation? One way of measuring the market's anticipation of inflation rate is to take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, and then you look at the yield on Treasury inflation-protected securities. And the difference between those two is what the market is anticipating the inflation rate will be over 10 years. Market's anticipating 6%? No. 5%? No. Turns out market's anticipating 2.4%. That's essentially the rate the market's been anticipating for about the past 3 years. And investors are saying, yeah, we might have a little bit of higher prices right now, but the Fed is acting and inflation is just simply not a big deal.
Well, Chris, you made a very good argument. Although when you go to the gas station and the grocery store, it doesn't make you feel any better.
No, it doesn't. It makes you feel a lot poorer.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
If you'd like to weigh in on this, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.